Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Suzette Annette, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Let's say these words together. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The word of the Lord. Today's reading is from Genesis 28, 10 through 20, and the version for today is from the Children of God Storybook Bible by Desmond Tutu. Isaac grew up healthy and strong and had two sons, Esau and Jacob. One day, the brothers fought, and Jacob became scared of his big brother. He ran into the desert to hide, and when it was dark, Jacob rested his head on a large smooth stone and tried to sleep. For a long time, Jacob stared up at the distant stars. Jacob felt far away from his family and so very alone. Finally, he fell into a restless sleep. He dreamed of a ladder reaching to the sky with angels going up and down. In the dream, God stood beside him and said, "I made a promise to your forefathers, Abraham and Isaac, and I will keep that promise to you. I will be with you, and I will protect you, and I will keep you safe." Jacob woke up. He was amazed by the dream. "God is in this place, and I did not know it." So he took the stone he had rested on, stood it up, and poured oil on it to bless it. He said, "This is the house of God and the gate to heaven." He called that place Bethel, which means house of God, and he promised to remember God everywhere he went. The word of the Lord. I wonder what the house of God looks like. What are you wondering about as you hear this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.